You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
The new Black Friday index from eCentric Payment Systems confirms that Black Friday through to Cyber Monday remains the most powerful retail period of the year, outpacing the entire holiday season in growth and transaction volume. But is this good news for retailers, or just a sign that consumers are shifting spending rather than increasing it? Rory Bosman is Chief Sales and Marketing Officer at eCentric and joins me now. Rory, a very warm welcome. So your report, I think, predictably confirms the dominance of Black Friday. But what's the answer to the question that I've just raised? Are retailers actually winning, or is it just simply a shift of sales from December to earlier in November?
Hi, Jeremy, and thanks for having me. No, we're most definitely seeing a win for retailers who capitalize on the Black Friday to Cyber Monday time period. Our index effectively indicates this and looks to score it, showing the share of total holiday spend, which is effectively the period from beginning of November right up until Christmas Eve, effectively. So that sort of 7-week period, and how much of that spend shifts to the shorter period between and including Black Friday to Cyber Monday. And over the last 2 years, we've seen a definite growth in that period as a percentage of total holiday spend.
So this might seem like a very black and white question, but given the data then, and it's now empirical, you've got the numbers, should retailers be focusing more on Black Friday than Christmas sales then?
That is a very good question. The question is that, that's the shift that's taken place, and that more spend, both online and in-store, has shifted away from the final rush before Christmas, so Christmas Eve and the 23rd of December, to that Cyber Monday to Black Friday period. Yes, is the short answer.
So you also talk in your report about omni-channel integration, a big theme in the findings. Explain to me what that is and whether adaptation from retailers is fast enough to fully capitalize on the concept.
All right, so the first thing is that we see a significant lead in e-commerce transactions. So there are a couple of reasons for that. And to your question around omnichannel, this is an important component or precursor. Everybody's familiar with significant growth and wins in e-commerce shopping since lockdown, both for fast-moving consumer goods as well as bigger ticket items. So there's a growing culture and confidence amongst consumers in shopping online. That said, what we define omnichannel as being is the in-store and online integration of experience for the consumer. And this is seen as absolutely key, and the data indicates that it's absolutely key to growing growing the value of shopping experiences for consumers, and directly sort of fuels the numbers that we're seeing in the shift from Black Friday to Cyber Monday. What it effectively means is that the experience of the consumer is the same both in store and online, and that covers a few things. So when we look at promotions, buying history, order and payment flow and ease of use, that those things are all consistent, and obviously the accessibility to products, so that inventory is equally available to all. That's what we define as an omnichannel experience, and that is materially important to retailers.
I wonder if there's a little bit of false flagging here, though, Rory. We do know that South African consumers are under increasing financial pressure. That's not necessarily going to ease up. So broadly then, do you think Black Friday benefits the economy, or is the deep discounting that is available during that time period simply eating into the profit of retailers?
I think it's probably a mixture, a combination. You know, when we see the value, we measure two key metrics, the value of transactions, so the in rand terms, as well as the volume of transactions, which gives us an indication of basket sizes and what people are buying, as well as how frequently and their preferred channel. And we've seen two things in comparing the 2024 index to 2023. And one is a growth in spend collectively. So more money was spent in that sort of Black Friday window than in the previous year, and also across the entire holiday period. Now, that Obviously, inflation accounts for some of that, but it doesn't account necessarily for the volume of transactions. What it means is that people have more money and are spending more, and that they are waiting and optimizing that spend, waiting for sort of dated or personalized promotions and pricing drivers during that period, which indicates a positive impact on the economy as a whole.
Let me pivot slightly. The role of artificial intelligence and data-driven personalization, that's obviously playing a more important role in helping retailers optimize a Black Friday and Cyber Monday strategy, surely.
Yeah, absolutely. It speaks to the sort of personalization that we're talking about. Any retailer will emphasize how important it is to know your customer. And knowing the customer's profile, their spending habits, their wants and needs, and being able to impact on decision-making at the time of purchase is material. And we're seeing a lot of point-of-sale software vendors now, especially in the enterprise space, that are facilitating this for retailers by enabling AI-driven promotions at the point of sale. So I'm vacillating between two products. It's clear that I'm looking at both, or alternating between the two of them, being able to incentivize that consumer one way or the other through AI-driven promotions is having an enormous difference, and will continue to make an enormous difference on buying decisions.
Such fascinating insights at the start of this year. Rory Bosman, thank you very much indeed. Chief Sales and Marketing Officer at eCentric Payment Systems. I appreciate your time. Thank you.